And one more on this subject. The Food and Drug Administration today approved a new drug called Reconcile. This is to treat separation anxiety in dogs. We're joined by Kay Cox. She is known as the pet counselor in Phoenix, Arizona. Kay Cox, welcome to Day to Day. How much separation anxiety do dogs suffer?
Quite a bit, Alex, because people have, they work full time and they leave their one dog home alone, and dogs are pack animals, so they want to be with a group.
When this story crossed on the wires a little earlier today, I confess that several of us thought it was kind of funny.
It is, unless you come home and he's bloody and soaking wet with sweat and panicked, and that often happens when you've got your dog in a crate and you've locked him up in there for the day while you went to work. And if you think about it, if you were locked up in a small crate all day long with nothing to do, you'd go crazy too. So that's what separation anxiety is. To me, if you have your dog have a job, and if you train him not to destroy the stuff in your house,
yeah,
and if you allow that dog some freedom, give him room to roam around a little bit, let him be able to see outside, give him a job to do, even if the job is taking his toys and putting them all on one side of the house and then moving them to the other side of the house and watching the house for you.
How do you explain to the dog that this is his occupation for the day?
Because you make such a big deal out of what a good boy he's been when he does it when you're home. You do these on weekends, and if you get a new dog, you probably should take some vacation time.
An editor on our program said that he already had a kind of a treatment for separation anxiety in his dog. When he leaves the house in the morning, he gives the dog a treat. So the dog is kind of, you know, doesn't mind seeing him go that much.
That's right. Give him a treat and leave calmly and quietly. Another thing is, all of the pet stores have these educational toys that you can put treats inside of them, and they have to work them out through a puzzle sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
Leave a talk show. NPR's really a good one to have on because they hear human voices.
Ms. Cox, are you saying that it would be a good way to treat your dog for separation anxiety? Leave Day to Day running pretty much all the time.
Yeah.
Okay,
no,
Cox,
I'm serious, because it gives them a human voice, and most of the time it is not an angry voice. It is a voice of calmness and intelligence. You don't want a crazy show on that is going to make them think that they have to, you know, get out or do something.
Well, we're reviewing the new Nine Inch Nails CD a little later in the show, but otherwise, I think this is Kay Cox, the pet counselor in Phoenix, on separation anxiety in dogs. Kay, thank you.
You're welcome.